Transportation options in much of the Maritimes outside of the major cities are limited to what you can do in your car. And if you don't have one, you're somewhat out of luck.
Anything up to about 40% of the population does not drive. That includes seniors, it includes all our kids, it includes a lot of people who have often quite minor disability, but you cannot drive safely with it. And that either prevents people from fully participating in society or means they're reliant on somebody else.
That's Terry Johnson, president of Transport Action Canada, very likely the country's longest-lived public transport advocacy group. Transport Action is in the midst of a research project aiming to come up with policy options that could return intercity bus connectivity, functionality, and just plain old service across Canada. Part of that is the Canada-wide Motor Coach Travel Survey, a 5-minute questionnaire for anyone with thoughts, experiences, and aspirations to share on the future of Canada's intercity bus network. You can find the link to the survey later today on chmafm.com or at transportaction.ca.
So, yeah, there's an awful lot of social and economic opportunity that just goes down the drain when you have a totally car-dependent society, not to mention all the pollution impacts and all the costs of the physics of an individual car are really very bad. And they don't actually even get much better when it's an electric car, if there's still only one or two people in it. So there's only so far you can take the economics of that. If you have a lot of people sharing a vehicle, not only can you massively improve the economics, you can include everybody. And that's the real angle we're looking at here, is making sure that every Canadian has the ability to travel in our country.
The survey that Transport Action is circulating will gather as much information from the traveling public as possible.
Really, we're asking people, you know, what are your pain points? Where did you used to travel that you can't travel now? Or where would you like to be able to travel? If you are currently traveling or traveling in the past, what experiences did you have that were difficult that could be made better? We want to try and get a good overview of what it is people really are experiencing and what it is we can then say to the government. It's like, look, this is a problem. Here are some possible solutions that are designed to make this industry work, make this industry functional again, because at the moment it's a very, very dysfunctional industry.
If you accept the social, economic, and environmental case for functional intercity bus service in Canada, the next question is how to achieve it. There's a mashup of different services available now in the country, some private, some public, some connected to each other, and some not. Johnson says there's a case for public support and coordination of intercity bus service, regardless of how it's delivered, either by private companies or public services.
If there was a case for a four-lane highway, then presumably there's also a case for a bus, so that the people who do not have a car and do not drive can also use that, what is clearly a major route between two places. What's difficult is working out how to do this in a way that actually works very well for the industry and works very well for the taxpayer, and the passenger at the same time. There's a great deal of thought needs to go into that, and that's where we're trying to go with this process. There have been calls for wholesale nationalization of the industry, and I'm not sure that is the route that we would want as an organization to endorse. I think we want to take a much more nuanced approach. There's, however, a lot of routes where right now you would need quite a lot of subsidy to make that route work. But part of the reason you need the subsidy now is because the route isn't part of a network. If you put a twig in water, you might be lucky and have it grow for a little bit. If you left the twig attached to the tree, it would do all right.
Bus service in the Maritimes, believe it or not, is much better than many other parts of the country right now because of Maritime Bus, a private operator that managed to survive the pandemic with some government support.
Maritime Bus are exactly the kind of Canadian-owned business success story that we really ought to be celebrating a bit more in this country. They had a hard time getting any support from the federal government to keep operating through the pandemic, even though they were incredibly innovative in doing things like putting in plexiglass screens between seats and whatever, because they knew how essential their service was to people in the Maritimes. And even right now, they are not currently able to connect into, as far as I understand it, they're not currently able to make the connection at Riviera de Loup to connect into the rest of the country. Because there's Orleans Express, which runs a service between the Gaspé and Quebec City and Montreal, some reason isn't being as collaborative as they could be about making sure that's a guaranteed through connection for people. And of course, the other thing that you lose is not just the people connections, it's the through package connections. And one thing that really made a big difference to a lot of people during the pandemic was the ability to send relatives a care package even if they couldn't visit. And that's something that Maritime Bus did really, really well within the Maritimes. But because the nationwide network doesn't exist, they couldn't go any further. So there's a lot of opportunity to make a difference and create value that's lost when you don't have the connectivity.
There's room for improvement throughout Canada. Johnson says the gold standard in Canadian bus service used to exist in Saskatchewan up until 2017, when an austerity budget killed the Saskatchewan Transportation Company and sold off its assets. The STC served hundreds of small towns and communities in Saskatchewan with daily services, but the service was being subsidized by about $10 million per year, and so Brad Wall's government scrapped it. Researchers at the University of Saskatchewan are now studying the impacts of killing the STC, particularly on the medical system.
There's an increasing body of research that points to loss of, you know, core mobility services as being something that actually ends up costing us an absolute fortune, because people's medical conditions have not been treated early enough, etc. All the pieces that mobility touches, your health, education, access to employment, social connections, that was worth so much more than $10 million a year.
That's Terry Johnson, president of Transport Action Canada. The Canada-wide Motor Coach Travel Survey will wrap up at the end of this summer, and the policy report is expected in the fall. You can find the link to the survey later today on chmafm.com or at transportaction.ca.